I'm going to start with a poem that's particularly inappropriate, I think, to this group, mainly because you're all here. And it's a poem to people who don't like poetry too much. And it attempts to be somewhat sympathetic. It's the title of the poem is Poem for People Who Are Understandably Too Busy to Read Poetry. And that's even us sometimes. So it probably, but not most of the time. So it probably isn't for you. But I'll read it anyway. The thing that you should know about it is that there's a poem within a poem, and it'll be self-evident, I think, but I will just raise my hand like this when the poem within a poem begins and put it down when it ceases. Poem for people who are understandably too busy to read poetry. Relax, this won't last long, or if it does, or if the lines make you sleepy or bored, give in to sleep, turn on the TV, deal the cards. This poem is built to withstand such things. Its feelings cannot be hurt. They exist somewhere in the poet, and I am far away. Pick it up any time. Start it in the middle if you wish. It is as approachable as melodrama and can offer you violence if it is violence you like. Look, there's a man on a sidewalk in a red puddle. I spot my dreams beside his open head. They've never been clearer. This is your poem, and I know you're busy at the office or the kids are into your last good nerve. Maybe it's sex you've always wanted. Well, they lie together like the party's unbuttoned coats, slumped on the bed, waiting for drunken arms to move them. There, I don't think you want me to go on. Everyone has his expectations, but this is a poem for the entire family. Right now, Budweiser is dripping from a waterfall. Deodorants are hissing into armpits of people you resemble. And the two lovers are dressing now, saying farewell. I don't know what music this poem can come up with, but clearly it is needed, for it's apparent they will never see each other again. And we need music for this because there was never music when he or she left you standing on that corner. You see, I want this poem to be nicer than life. I want you to look at it when anxiety zigzags your stomach and the last tranquilizer is gone and you need someone to tell you, I'll be here when you want me, like the sound inside a shell. The poem is saying that to you now, but do not give up anything for this poem. It doesn't expect much. It will never say more than listening can explain. Just keep it in your attaché case or in your house, and if you're not asleep by now or bored beyond sense, the poem wants you to laugh. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at this poem, at all poetry. Come on. Good. Now here's what poetry can do. Imagine yourself a caterpillar. There's an awful shrug, and suddenly you're beautiful for as long as you live.